place we'll be calling. That's right. Cousin Joe Show is where it's at. Yeah, the Cousin Joe Show will be right back. Welcome to the Cousin Joe Show.
Welcome.
Couple minutes late.
Yep. Oh, it's 7:04. All right.
And it's the second video of the night. Second show.
Second, yeah.
We had a show, guys. For about 4 minutes there. And then I do this thing where I go on my phone and pull up our channel. And go, yay, we're live, Dan. And then it was muted. So that brings me to streamlabs.com/Joe Coletta, if you're so inclined. Because the only reason that happened was because this laptop is just too old. I had to restart. So there's that link. Hi, everyone. How's everyone doing? Good? Everybody got their Halloween costume?
Yeah.
Feel ready? Everybody check with everybody else on Twitter to make sure it's not offensive?
Oh, that's true.
Every year there's...
offend everyone.
There's what? At least 3 stories every year around this time of someone...
offended by...
someone what? Getting kicked out of school or fired from their job because...
how you just dressed as Christ? What's the problem?
It's usually a blackface thing.
Oh.
Right?
That's still Christ, right?
Black Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
It falls under that.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think of the other ones from last year. I'm drawing a blank. You guys in the chat, I'm sure you could help us out. Maureen, you shouldn't give 2 shits if it's offensive.
Nobody asked. Yeah, you know nobody's going to ask you to shit. Oh, that would be offensive if you shit.
Yeah, especially live on a broadcast.
Right.
Are you okay? Do you need?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm not like you.
I just pee.
Take a dump in a fucking cup while you're in a mid-sentence like an asshole.
I pee in a cup while you're talking to me.
You do.
Sometimes.
No, I'm good, man. I'll be all right. I'm exhausted, but I'll be all right.
Dan's a little tired.
I hurt myself. I hurt my shoulder, and I haven't slept. But Joe was telling me how to crush up a bunch of different powders.
I did not.
To make myself feel better.
I did not give any of that.
And see heaven.
It's not my words at all. The only substance I offered you for your shoulder was my new, this is, you can tell how old I am and how far away my drug days are. CBD oil is on my nightstand next to me. Okay. That's, I remember when Coke used to be on a mirror on my nightstand. And now it's, I'm not saying it's CBD, a bad thing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, come a long way. No THC free. No THC. Just, yeah, I read it's good for my IBS thing.
It's supposed to be good for a lot of stuff, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, the first day I took it, I got it at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Hadn't had a Xanax yet. And then all of a sudden, like 8:30 at night rolls around, I go, holy shit, I didn't have any Xanax today. You know the last time that's happened?
Do you haven't had a Xanax all day?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably 1992?
Probably around there.
Yeah.
You're not far off.
Yeah.
So it's definitely not bullshit, but... still waiting to see if it actually helps my stomach. I don't know.
Hope it helps your tummy.
You said you've tried it?
I've tried it, yeah. I have a very similar one to that.
You have the vial?
I believe it's mint.
That's what I have.
Yeah,
yours. I have chocolate mint.
I don't know what mine. I gotta look. Howdy, White Earp.
Static Void's calling it a placebo. See, you could be right. I don't know.
Say hi, howdy to White Earp.
Hi, White Earp. Oh, howdy, all. Thank you for the... we haven't gotten any super chats since we got monetized. Like, ow.
Oh, it just went in my ear now.
Went in everyone's ear way too loud.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Yeah, fix that, will you?
Yeah, there's a way to turn that off. I haven't done it yet. Probably because...
4 weeks later.
I got to do it through Streamlabs. But yeah, thank you. I got my my official AdSense fill-out form. So YouTube can start cutting us major checks, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they send out payments if it's less than $100. So we'll probably get a check from YouTube in a year and a half.
Oh, good. I'm excited for that. I can't wait to get my 23 cents.
You guys, and I prefer it this way, usually go to Streamlabs. So either way, whatever's more convenient. But yes, thank you, Wyatt Earp, and howdy to you, too. Why am I a boomer?
I think it's because of the beginning of the show.
Oh, the audio? Yeah.
Joe, you're looking good.
It's been...
literally emerald.
Oh.
Because you got your hair cut, and you're all shaved, and I look homeless.
Well, I... the face thing was a mistake.
Was it?
Howdy,
literal emerald.
I was half asleep this morning, and my attachment popped off my wall razor trimmer. When that happens, it takes me 10 minutes to put it back on. I always think I put it back on right, and then I go to shave.
You didn't?
And it said number 2, but it was like a 0.5.
And so you just...
That's why there's like nothing there.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, when I went to get my haircut before the show, I was like, can you even this out? Evening it out meant not looking like a chemo victim, because there were patches just that I didn't get.
Stretch,
and
yeah.
Yeah, so there was my long-winded, nobody cares beard story. But thank you, literally, Emerald.
Boy, Joey looking young and vigor in this one.
Yeah, before I grew a beard, like what, 2-3 years
this
ago?
This is the first time I've seen you without a beard in a long time.
I used to get carded still.
Did you?
In my 30s, right. Without a beard, yeah.
I've been bald since I was 16. I don't get carded for shit.
Did it slowly fall out? Or I know it's a really dumb question, but like over what period of time? Like years, months? When did you
started
notice?
When I was in my like late teens, and then I remember one day I was like 21, 22. I was at work. I was sitting in a chair, and I put my head back against the wall, and I could feel the wall like on my head.
Right.
It was so depressing. So I held on for like a few more years, and eventually I just shaved off. I had the skullet for a little bit.
Did you try at one point to cover it, like comb it a certain way?
No, I just kept combing it back, thinking like it would just be like, no, it's just like a high forehead. But like eventually the back and the front connected, and I just had to shave it.
Mine's thinned out quite a bit over the years. I'm terrified of that.
Static Void says, he's 29 and looks 16. I feel you, man. It's no, not... I don't feel you. I'm reverse. Sorry.
Yeah, I feel you. It's not...
Because I'm
it's not a bad thing.
38 though. And I look 50.
Oh, Dan.
Chicago Bear. I'm Bex. I still have Bex left over in Joe's fridge. I didn't even know I still had some in there.
Then you brought one of those gross IPAs to put in my fridge. What was that? Gooseneck? Goose Step? What'd you get?
Goose something. Goose IPA? You don't drink IPAs. That's why I get those, because I can leave them in there for weeks.
Oh, all right. Well, now it makes sense.
Omega Wolf says that I can set a metal trash can on fire in the alley near his house. He wouldn't even call the cops. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I just look homeless. I have a home still for now.
I'm glad you felt the need to announce that to everybody, that you still have a home.
I do. For now, you never know. You
hey,
know it, I, the I, way it is.
I know how it is.
But for now.
So, yeah, we actually have a Halloween show.
Next week.
Doesn't mean we're going to do anything special.
It's going to be our Halloween show next week. It's so exciting.
But
we're going to tell scary stories.
Spooky stories?
Of when Joe raped a pumpkin.
You know what you're seeing right now?
What are we seeing?
You had to pay. This is what my girlfriend sees every 15 minutes hanging out with me.
Oh, you can't find your...
my jewel.
Your smoky?
Yeah. It slides off me. It's too goddamn
it's
sleek.
Right here. It's right here.
And how'd it get over by you?
I kicked it to you. There it is. I just assumed all of your co-hosts get to just smoke it whenever they want.
That's why they're fired.
Applebee's!
Yeah. I found
and
it.
And by the way, we did not take Ian to Applebee's. He's just
got
a life and family, so he's not here again.
Yeah, he's got responsibilities and kids.
Oh, Maureen's going to be busy with trick-or-treaters next week. Let him listen to the show with you. They'll enjoy it. They'll learn. They'll learn a lot about life.
That is a treat.
Mm-hmm.
Our show.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You can hear one of Joe's
buy candy. Just
Halloween
open the
stories.
Door with the
yeah.
speaker of the show.
Yeah.
That's how I think. That's how hip I am. That's right. I use the term hip.
Lisa thinks she should tell a scary story about poking the puppet lady.
I envision people listening to the show like me with a home theater
yeah.
system. I actually said hold the speaker by the door.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, 90% of the people
I
I'm sure are on
like
the
a small
phone.
MP3 speaker. Like a no. MP3 speaker. Like
no,
a
tower.
USB.
A tower speaker. One that goes with another channel.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, I stepped over Lisa. What happened?
Oh, she said that you should tell a scary story, like, about when you were poking the puppet lady.
That was scary.
Joe has a lot of scary stories. Like, mm-hmm. when he got oral sex from a skeleton! It was just a druggie, but it looked like a skeleton.
I was going to say, which one of my ex-girlfriends from my 20s are you talking about? That happened a few times.
My bones hurt. Well, I can see them.
Dan sent me an article...
I did.
Text joke. Not for the show, just breaking balls.
Oh, just for funsies?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And he goes...
it was,
what'd you say?
Netflix said that they're cracking down on people sharing passwords, and I said, there goes your dating life, or no, thank God you're not dating anymore.
Yeah, it's a good thing I'm not dating anymore, yeah, because just to give you an idea of the type of girls I used to date before my current blissful situation, most of them did not have access to Netflix, so I would give them my password.
That's how Joe got in. That was Joe's in.
That's how it became a running joke on the show, if you've heard have you given so-and-so your Netflix password?
That's how you know it's love.
That was the type of caliber we're talking about, especially in my mid to late 20s.
That level of lady.
Oh, yeah.
Classic. Lady.
Is that a song?
Sure. It's the beginning one.
Okay.
I don't know the rest of it. I know that part.
All right. So, yeah. Audio issues. I'm talking about CBD oil that I just discovered. So I don't blame you, Travis, for calling me a boomer. Sorry.
So Show Me Kitties is actually going to be out trick-or-treating.
What? Well, I hope they're not in... What state is that now, where if you're over 12, you can be arrested?
You can be arrested?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
If you're trick-or-treating in...
You know, man, you could be doing a lot worse than trick-or-treating.
I forget what the town was. Yeah, but if you're over 12... There's mandatory jail and a fine if you're out trick-or-treating. I forget what place.
Lisa wants to know if you mean Netflix and chill, quote-unquote chill, when you were Netflixing with your lady friends.
No, they
I think it was more like...
They all watched it on their own in their place,
away
from me,
mm-hmm.
and probably spent most of their time and preferring than watching
them,
it with me.
Can you log off? I can't watch anything in my house. Could you just log off, please? I was going to watch something. I can't, though, because you're not letting me log on.
You're goddamn right, Raphael. It is. I said it. It's blissful. I knew I was going to catch shit the second that word came out of my mouth.
Madman 92. He was on coke. There was no chill.
This is true.
Netflix and wide-eyed stare.
Hey, maybe that had a part to play in the girls I chose back then.
It might have.
Actually, I'm kidding. I didn't date anyone when I was on coke. That was the only thing I loved. I had no interest, because you don't have a hard-on if you're doing coke every day.
You don't?
Yeah. No, you don't. I told you, when I quit coke, that week laying in my bed with nothing but Gatorade, I just quit cold turkey. First time and only time in my life I've had a wet dream.
Really?
Because of all those months of not...
Of not coming?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, you know what the wet dream was? What do you think wet dream? Like, what do you think? Like,
your aunt.
Okay.
Is it your aunt?
Hey, let's pretend I didn't ask that, and let me ask it again.
Oh, okay, go ahead, ask again.
Like, what do you think of, like, when I say wet dream, like, what
do I think of?
What would you think would go with a wet dream? What would be the dream? What content?
Sex of some sort.
Oh, right, right.
With your aunt.
Not with my aunt.
No. Just normal sex?
I mean, it's not the same. Was no sex involved. I remember standing... On the ledge of a rooftop, firing a grenade launching missile at tanks, and that came.
You ever played Call of Duty, Joe? It's right up your alley.
I never played it.
It's right up your
alley. I was in a war zone, firing rockets at tanks.
You were living in a war zone at the time.
And I woke up and my undies were sticky.
There was so many explosions, the one in my pants.
There was zero sex involved in my wet dream. Yeah, I agree, Lisa. It is gross.
Red Pill Libertarian said, probably watching it with some other dude. Damn, that's harsh. She probably was. It's
probably not far off.
I know.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Also, there was a great, I forget who said it, Netflix and is this a heart attack? Shakes him.
See, I'm sure that's perfectly normal, right? That wet dream?
Raphael Wikes, is he busted thinking of coke? That's a weird wet dream. Maybe you were fucking earlier in the dream and you only remember the explosion part.
I mean, I like to tell myself that. Maybe there was some, like, hot soldier girl that I was...
A hot soldier girl? Is that what it was?
I'm just saying, you know, to fit the whatever battle scenario that I was in.
Soldier girl.
You know, that might have happened, but I don't remember that.
I know
that.
There's people dying everywhere, but goddamn your titties.
Non-con bazooka joke.
God. Bazooka joke. How'd it take this long for that one to come out? That's a good one.
It is. Fuck.
Hacks against Hacks P?
Shakes, I wouldn't tell that wet dream story to any authorities. No, I know. Believe me, I know how it sounds. And it's... Look, I chalk it up to just... I was coming off an 8-month coke bender. I mean, when I say bender, I literally woke up with it next to me. Remember driving to college, having it on my lap...
The coke?
Yeah, and doing it while I was driving on my way to... I mean, I was engulfed in that shit. So doing that 8 months straight, my mind was fucked. So, you know, I'm chalking up to that. Not that I have any, you know, anger, or used to have anger issues.
Yeah, you're over it now.
I am. What are you grinning at me like that for? For those of you listening on the audio version, Dan's...
Which will be uploaded in 6 months.
Dan's evilly grinning at me. No, Royce finally got his act together and
don't,
started...
Why would you do that?
I'm just saying all the shows are posted.
Why would you do that?
Royce posted the shows. It's feeds.feedburner.com/cousinjoe if you want to hear the audio version. Literally, Emerald, this video will be the evidence the ATF uses. Yeah, when I go to apply for my fireworks license, we'll go, about that wet dream, sir. Can you go into detail about that again?
Lisa wants to know, what if you had a dream about that clown from It and you woke up caked in jizz?
What?
I don't know. Oh, I mean, yeah. Lisa's into clowns.
I don't know what's...
I come when I see Ronald McDonald. Does that count?
Kind of.
Oh.
It's in the clown category.
Yeah.
It's not as scary as the It clown.
It's scary to my heart.
But not your heart on.
No.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little wordplay.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Devil Sunburn 99. Coke always seems like a great idea until about 10 minutes from running out. Yeah, or when the sun's coming up.
And you have to be at work in 2 hours.
No, you don't. If you're as deep into it as I was, you don't have a job. No, you're just with your other loser friends without jobs at their place.
Oh.
Like, going over the latest technique of, like, being introduced to a candy cigarette. That's when you take a little bit of tobacco out of your cigarette and fill it with Coke and smoke it. It's just the things you do to amuse yourself while...
Yeah, man, I'm sorry I missed out on all of it.
Yeah, I remember using my Leatherman tool. My friend asked me because he needed...
What's a Leatherman tool?
You know what a Leatherman is?
No.
It's like a... It's a multi-purpose tool. It's like this, and it unfolds. And when it unfolds, it's like a pair of needle nose pliers. And yeah. Then on each side, there's like a knife you could pull out. There's a screwdriver. There's a saw blade. There's a file.
That sounds like something you'd have.
Yeah, I have a lot of those things.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, we use that to take the tobacco out. But
Joe, I can only come from Warzone's Coletta.
Look. It's. I know it's totally bizarre, and I've never really tried to delve in and figure out why that was the dream, but God, I really feel like I should explain myself now. That sounds really bad. I never fantasize about doing that. Shooting a bazooka at a tank or at someone. It's not like
right. Something
I've ever...
Sure.
I'm just saying... I'm making it worse, right?
Fine.
I'm probably making it worse like usual
no,
by explaining.
The government does not think that's worse.
I'm not even talking about the government. I'm talking about the people listening.
Who has tanks, Joe?
I don't want to think I'm totally out
Who
of my mind.
Who has tanks, Joe? Government.
What? No, shut up.
That's what you're saying.
Shut up. That's not what I'm saying.
It's just in your dreams.
I'm not. Shut up.
It's just your subconscious.
It was not a U.S. tank.
Oh, it was not a U.S. tank.
It was some kind of
it
Soviet
It was one of our
shit.
Allies.
No,
oh, my
no,
God.
It was like some kind of Soviet
Those
kind
poor
of.
Brits.
No, it was like a.
No, it's our ally, Joe. Oh, he bombed us.
No, it was like a Soviet or German tank.
That's what happened.
Yeah, it shut up.
Mm-hmm.
It was not.
It's a Soviet tank, so you had a dream in the 80s? What year was your dream in?
I had that wet dream in my fallout shelter.
Was Gorbachev in it?
I was in my underground bunker. Oh, really? Okay.
What?
That's why Royce isn't calling in tonight?
Why?
He's crushing puss.
Oh, he's crushing puss? Good for him.
Huh. Joe's weird wet dream having booger sugar lover who took... What? Lisa, I don't know what booger sugar means.
Booger sugar's Coke.
Oh, wow.
I know that. I don't even do it.
Jesus. Okay.
The tank was a metaphor for hard to get women, and the bazooka was a metaphor for your cock.
Okay, maybe. Again, at that time, I wasn't dating. I had no interest, but...
Interest or there's no interest in you?
Both.
Okay.
I would spend my time... I remember I would go to bars at, like, 10:30 in the morning. Like, they opened at 10, all coked up.
And she'd be the guy at the bar?
No. Here's the problem, Dan. I'd be sitting near the guy, the 50-something-year-old divorce guy, and I would commiserate with him. And I would talk for hours.
About women.
Probably.
Goddamn women. I'll tell you what.
But I mean, the kind of...
They take everything from you. And Joseph's like, yeah, they do. You got any Coke?
Dude, if I could have audio or video of the conversations I've had at 10:30 in the morning with these miserable drunks at a bar. Do you know how many hours of content we have for this show?
Several.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I can't remember specific conversations, but I think I've told you enough. I mean, it doesn't get any more lower than that. I'm just saying. You know, if there's any kids, teens listening, I think I've done a good job of turning you off to coke.
First off, what are you doing?
What?
You're listening to us.
Oh, well.
You're a teenager?
Maybe looking for advice.
Go out and enjoy your teens.
Well, why can't they?
Downhill.
Why can't they enjoy? Well, I know that. But why can't they enjoy their teens checking out the show?
I don't know.
Shakes head, and that sounds fun.
Devil Sunburn says, my wet dreams always consist of me waking up while I'm giving my mattress the business.
Have you ever gotten a wet dream?
I don't think so, no. I jerked off a lot. Once I discovered jerking off, it was pretty much a habit.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I don't think I ever let it build up enough where it had to come out on its own.
Yeah, it was the only time. I'm sure it's going to be the only time.
If I ever felt that urge, I was like, I got you, buddy. Here I come. No, I didn't mean that. That was cheesy. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it to be a pun.
I know you did.
It was an accident.
Joe Mash is obviously tuning in late. Did the Russian tank steal Joe's facial hair?
No, his razor did.
Yeah.
Hi, Marie.
Hey, Marie. How's it going?
Joe has bad advice for teenagers.
What do you mean? I'm telling him not to do the hard drugs. Right?
Yeah, send him to Joe.
Yeah, if you get him, don't take him. Just P.O. Box 784, Ramsey, New Jersey, 07446.
Marie says wet dreams are fun.
And I will use those to present on the screen to show you what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Good plan, yeah.
Okay, as long as you're on board.
Don't do this.
Marie says wet dreams are fun.
Wait, yeah, I just said that.
Girls get... Sorry, I wasn't listening to you.
I know.
Girls get wet dreams.
I guess, yeah. Why wouldn't they?
I don't know. I just never thought of it.
Women don't get wet dreams?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah, the women have private
areas. Don't
pretend
you know. You don't know either.
I know.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do they get them?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, their vaginas make wet stuff. Comes out of the inside of it.
The same as a wet dream.
When they're asleep, they're thinking of like, oh man, Dan's so hot. Like they're thinking shit like that while they're dreaming.
Not tanks. And rockets?
No, they're probably thinking about me.
Oh,
and they're like,
okay.
And they're like, oh, I'm going to
static void squirt dreams.
Yeah, squirt dreams, exactly. Some of it's pee.
I was not talking smack, Lisa. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay.
Rainpipe says, Cousin Dan knows. Thank you. See?
You don't know anything.
I do.
Marie says, yes, we can orgasm from a dream. So you just wake up and go, oh, shit, I just came?
Like, yeah.
I guess that's a wet dream.
Same thing as a wet dream.
I know. Don't pretend you knew all along.
I did. She just confirmed what I knew.
Yeah, she confirmed what you thought. You didn't know.
I've seen the pornographic movies.
What kind of porn are you watching where there's women sleeping and then waking up coming?
Did I say porn?
Yeah.
Oh, I meant the videos, cameras I hide in people's houses.
Oh, that explains it.
Did I say porn?
Yeah, I thought you were like talking weird for a second. I thought we were getting like creepy.
No.
Never mind.
That'd be creepy.
Yeah, no. I got it now.
Not that.
Understood.
Gross.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
Girls pee out their butts. Thank you, Static Void. Science. See, he knows how science works.
I do that a lot with my IBS.
Your butt?
It's like that? Yeah. The same thing?
Just drinking the CBD oil while you're on the toilet. Please make it solid.
Fuck this dropper. Take the whole bottle in my mouth.
It's not a shot.
Yeah. Okay. What have you been trying to tell us, totally not FBI? Now I gotta scroll up to what Show Me Kitty said.
Sure, buddy.
Oh, the girls pee out of their... Okay.
The girls pee out of their what?
Butts.
Oh, yeah.
What you already said. Yeah. Okay. Just catching up in the chat, sorry.
It is.
Okay.
Science.
So, we're talking about Halloween's next week already.
It is.
So there's scary. All these festive fall events going on.
Festive events.
Dan went to one that totally was his idea.
It was totally my idea.
Right.
Yeah. No, my girlfriend wanted to go apple picking.
How'd that go?
It was apple picking. It was, you go...
I haven't been apple picking since I was in elementary school, and it was a school trip, so I had to
do it. She does so much shit. Like, she comes to see my shows And she comes to, like, game.
You don't have to defend why you went. I'm just curious what it is.
So I went. She wanted to go. We went.
Did you carry a basket?
No, we had, like, it was a cart. We had a little bucket, and you put the apples in the bucket.
You just walk around from tree to tree?
You walk around, and there was...
Are the apples different from tree to tree?
There's different rows for different kinds of apples. I didn't know there was different apples. Who knew?
Well, there's green and red.
I was like, why don't we get those apples? And she's like, those are different kinds. We don't like those. I'm like,
is there a sign on the tree that says Red Delicious?
Yeah, it tells you what kind the row is. This row is this kind of apples. I told her, you know what we could do is we could go to the supermarket, and we can buy apples, and I'll stand next to a tree, and you can just take a picture.
I'm sure she loved that idea.
She didn't like that idea.
No?
Apparently, it's about the experience
and
doing something nice together.
So grocery store, no good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Girls like that kind of stuff.
All right. All right.
Whereas I'm like, do you understand my couch is empty right now? I'm not even sitting on it.
Fuck, the amount of times I've thought that doing something. Like that. Speaking of that.
That I'm just a lazy sack of shit. And
well, yeah, no, same here. That's, I mean, my girlfriend knows. That's how I am. That I don't think I admit it to her.
Phil says there are thousands of type of apples, and he works in produce, so I believe him.
Thousands?
Thousands.
There's red and there's green.
There's the red, and there's Red Delicious. So look, see, you have Macintosh, Fiji, Red Delicious, Golden Delicious, Granny Sweet, Maureen's listing them all.
Jesus.
Maureen's like the Bubba Gump of apples, apparently.
Maureen works at a farmer's market, apparently.
Does she?
Who can rattle off names of apples?
I don't know. It was just like that scene.
What's a Fiji apple? Is it like a Japanese apple?
They got Macintosh apples, Fiji apples, Red Delicious apples, Golden Delicious apples, Granny Smith apples. All kinds of apples. You can make pies, turnovers.
I don't know if you knew this, Dan.
Everyone saw that 25-year-old movie. Good.
And for some reason, that tops the list for most people. Like, their, you know, top five favorite movies.
Forrest Gump?
It doesn't even make my top 50.
I think
it's so fucking overrated.
I don't have anything against it. Maureen knows her apples. Yeah, she does.
All I'm saying, Dan, is that guy did not meet all those people in that amount of time.
I don't think he did. No, I think it might have been a fictional movie.
You think there was a stretch there of imagination?
I think Jenny might have been a little bit of a bitch.
She was a whore with AIDS.
A little bit of a bitch.
And she was a mm-mm lover.
She only wanted Forrest Round at the end when he needed to get his tilt-ahead kid.
But...
I led you on for 20-something years, and now I'm going to die. You can have this. I don't know whose it is. Bye.
Raphael and Lichai, I forgot about that bit almost. What are some of them other apples we got? This apple crisp pretty good.
I'm going to open the store that just has apples.
Do you know that clip we're talking about from O&A?
You're going to find it right now.
The guy rattling off beers?
No. You never find it right now.
Because Dan's never really listened to Opie and Anthony, right?
No, I didn't do anything with radio until I got here.
Relax. I'm not accusing you of doing
wrong. You are.
No, I'm not.
I'm not a student of the game.
I'm trying to find the link. I don't even know what to type in.
You can have my rotting cooch now, Forrest. Exactly, Mob Tech.
Let me see if I can find it here. I'm never going to find it. I can't, I'm trying to think of the, forget it. You know what, someone in the chat will probably get it for me. If not, no big deal. I just wanted you to be in on the joke, Dan. I wanted to...
That's okay.
Wanted to share that with you.
That's all right.
It was a very funny clip.
That's
all right. Well, just saying. So, yeah, you did that.
Oh, wow, Kevin Gallego was doing the entire shrimp speech.
See, people are obsessed with this movie, and I don't know why. Forrest Gump has schizophrenia.
Marie says, I am the game.
I thought it was called retardation. No, what did he have?
Who did he have? I thought he was a little slow in the
autism?
Head, but he was, like, super smart. How's that work?
That's like Rain Man, autistic, right?
Yeah, but he was, like, really smart. But he was, like, simple,
you
too.
Know, they talk dumb and freak out over small things, but they can count how many toothpicks you drop.
Yeah. Wait, was Forrest... Did he count toothpicks?
No, it was Rain Man, but Rain I just Man lumped them toothpicks. In the same category.
Yeah, they talk funny, so you're scared of them. I got it.
What are you talking about?
Gen A.
I'm scared of them. I just make me nauseous.
They're different from me. I don't like that.
Oh, and a party rock. Oh my god, I remember. Oh, I'm cringing listening, hearing that clip in my head.
Stag voices was.
Do you know autism. I took a karate class with Master Po?
You took a karate class?
Well, I did karate when I was like.
Did you take out the nunchucks and they kicked you out?
From grade, like, from like second grade to fifth or sixth grade, I got my purple belt, Dan. Yeah, but then I wanted to get back into it, and I wanted to get, you know how I am with self-defense weapons. I figured I might as well, like, learn some fighting skills. So I actually went to Master Po's, I highly doubt it's still around. Is it a
Chinese food restaurant?
No. Oh. Master Po was Opie Anthony's security guard, who was, I believe, I'm probably going to get this wrong, some kind of military thing. And he was a jiu-jitsu, I think. You know, one of those jab fighting fist things.
Sure, yeah.
One of those.
That's good.
Karate, right. I guess.
I guess we'll listen to Frozen Asian back next week, hopefully.
Oh, shit. Sorry, Frozen Asian.
Okay. Just insult one of our best listeners.
I didn't even see him in the chat tonight.
Well, he's gone now.
Fuck. Well.
Joe is beating up 10-year-olds in karate class. Ha-ka! Ha-ta!
I'll have you know. I used to break wood with my fist.
Did you?
That was at the end of when I was a kid in karate. That was how we all passed. We would karate chop a piece of wood that someone would hold. And it was real thick pine, Dan. It wasn't like, you know, the kind of processed wood that's made to break that you tap it and it cracks.
Yeah.
It wasn't like that. It was real wood. Oh, it was real pine that I just... Because
you're a ninja.
Oh, yeah. Just like a cinder
very
block.
Very talented.
Oh, right through that fucking wood. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Joe kicked out because he kept bringing his switchblade and pocket eggs to class.
You know what's funny is I remember when I was interning, I asked Master Poe what he thought of my switchblade. I had a... Here's the thing. It wasn't...
Dr. Joe's medical diagnosis of autism. They talk dumb and freak out all the time. Raphael White.
I'm kind of accurate, though, right? Let's be honest here.
You'd be like one of those people that's like trying to convince people you're accepting. Hey, you know, he freaks out all the time.
I'm just saying. It's just what I've observed.
He talks kind of funny, you know. Joe fisting wood Coletta. Oh, Marie. Joe chopped lines on wood. Frozen Asian offended and unsubbed. Good job, Joe.
I'm terribly sorry, Frozen Asian. Accept my apology.
Damn it.
Okay.
He would never make fun of your guinea ass.
What?
What? Just saying, he wouldn't.
Just because it's hairy, you have to call it a guinea ass?
I just figured all of you were his guinea.
Yeah. It's very true. I don't know what S&W foo is. I know I'm missing a joke. I'm sorry. Ron Stone, I apologize. I used to practice a few different martial arts. Now I practice S&W foo. Sorry, I forgot to silence my phone.
You getting a phone call, Joe?
Yeah, it's a debt collector.
Oh.
Streamlabs.com/joke. Streamlabs.com.
Don't pay off Joe's Amazon credit card.
That's just one of them. Streamlabs.com/chocolate.
Apparently they want the money back eventually.
I didn't know that.
Do you know how many blocked numbers I have in my phone? It's like every time I get one of those, I just block it.
Yeah, but then...
They have an endless supply. It's just whack-a-mole.
And you get the ones that are like one number off from your number?
No,
I
haven't
gotten like reverse
yet.
Psychology you?
No, I haven't gotten
that. It'll show up as my cell phone number with like one digit changed.
Oh, S&W is Smith & Wesson. Oh, he shoots people. I get it.
Oh, okay.
Smith, S&W.
Hey, look, if I was in a state that would allow me to carry, I would do that.
At least we admitted we didn't get the joke.
Yeah.
That was good of us.
We're very genuine and honest.
Sometimes... Maureen says she got a scam call from Guinea yesterday. Joe, you called Maureen yesterday?
I did not.
Oh.
She got don't a scam have Maureen's
call from
number.
A Guinea.
I don't know what that means.
Oh.
I don't know what a Guinea scam call is. Tina T thought it was Royce, damn it.
I'm sure he'll call and yell at Joe at some point.
Yeah. Royce called Cousin Joe gay in the chat. Is that really Royce? He just popped in, wrote gay, and left?
That's he might have just done it in his own chat earlier
today.
That's
a close friend. That
on the show he does during the day? You probably know it.
No, I saw it. It was in the chat tonight. It was what are you doing?
Called Daywave.
I did that.
Oh, you did
actually
fall in
check
the day
that
wave?
Off. I did
you
that
fall in the day wave
since
I made the list.
Since last Thursday.
Really?
It was last Friday I called in, I believe.
Oh, check.
All right, we got another check mark. What do we got checked off so far and what's left?
So far we have upload audio.
Even though that sits there between each show, I never look at it.
We have watch taboo 1 through 4. That's checked off a bunch of times.
But
called Daywave is done.
Yep.
Hurt Friends, checked a lot. P.O. Box, checked, nothing in it.
Mm-mm. Not a thing. Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a few blank ones.
Blank ones?
Yeah. Cut the wedding video for Kenny so we can have him back on the show.
Fuck.
Documentary footage.
Shut up.
This one you probably don't want me to read out loud, so I won't.
Show it to me.
The stand-up one?
I'm Shut not the read. Fuck
I
up.
I said I won't read it.
Okay, then don't.
So they won't know that you don't want to talk about the stand-up thing.
Because I'm putting it off until I have something I'm proud of performing.
Oh, I can't wait till you're 50.
Okay.
King Kong Kaletodong.
I don't know what that...
They wanted you to make a... Get a...
A mold of
a
my...
mold of your dick.
And do what with it?
I don't know. Guys...
Just have it as a centerpiece?
Do you follow up what we wanted to do with that? Just to have it?
Just put it on top of...
Wobble it around? You can put it there in front of not the microwave.
Next to the... What?
What? Propose before a girlfriend comes to her senses.
Yeah, I'm on that.
Clean up all Royce's puke from last week when you made him ill.
That's on there?
He asked me to add that.
Oh.
You were going to make a Best of the Cousin Joe show. You're going to clip show.
Okay.
You're going to write a book. D-Live. And then the last one is Joe and Ian fuck. So that one's probably going to
Can you
be...
cross that off the list?
You didn't do it yet.
That... Could have sworn it's a Dan and Ian fuck.
No, it's Joe and Ian fuck. Why am I gonna fuck?
I remember.
Nobody wants to see that. Everyone thinks you guys are so sexy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's how fed up with you he is. Roy shows up, calls you gay, and leaves. Well, Joe's gonna be in his deathbed and still won't have the wedding video edited.
I can't wait. I will be hanging out with Royce and Mersh. Hopefully you too, in December.
December.
They're coming up for...
if you invite me.
What's his name? Luis Gomez, right?
Luis Gomez.
Right. For his show. So we got to get together for at least a night or two, Dan. We'll work something out.
Okay.
What is everyone talking about ghosting Marie?
You ghosted Marie?
When did I ghost Marie? What do you mean by decent mics? If it's the...
Oh, here it is, right here.
Humming
Marie
noise,
says, "I can vouch board. For hurt friends. Joe never calls me." Terrible. Terrible.
What?
Marie's not invited. Hashtag hurt box.
I was thinking that as I said that, I wasn't sure if Marie was coming. I was hoping she was.
Mm-hmm.
Marie, I'm going to try and talk to your terrible husband, Royce, and see if he could invite you to New York. Because I feel like you should... Come along. I miss you. I miss hanging out with you. And it'll be fun if you were here.
Oh. Oh, Joe.
I have a caller.
Joe, you have a caller, Joe.
Mm. Good evening, Cousin Joe Show.
You know what the best part is about telling Joe stuff in confidence? That we haven't even announced that we're going to New York or what show we're going to be on yet. But fucking mealy-mouthed Cousin Joe goes,
Hold on.
Hey, by the way... I told you because you're my friend, you fucking moron.
Wait, no, before the show was live, I told Dan that you were coming, and then Dan told me the name of the show before I could tell him because he read it on Twitter.
I don't care that Dan knows. I care that you decided to announce it, you fucking... You took all the wind out of our sails, you fucking shithead.
I thought you already announced it.
Joe, you need to clear this. We thought you
Joe, you need to clear these things, Joe. God damn it. I do not want to be part of this, Royce. This is all Joe.
I really feel bad.
You should feel bad.
No, it's fine. Do whatever you want, bro. It's cool. Don't worry about it. I'm really glad that you're just going to disseminate information.
Wait, did he... Dan, you said you read a tweet.
I saw that I saw it was really cool that Louis said, come on, you know, next time you're in town, come on the show. So when you said they were going to be in the area, I said, oh, it must be
sure,
for that.
No.
I thought,
Joe, why don't you just give out my home address while you're at it?
Well,
Joe
announced.
Give out his address, Joe.
I really feel bad. I thought it was announced.
Did you listen to the show today? Did they announce it?
I was
on
getting
the show?
A haircut.
Oh, that was a long haircut.
Oh, you were getting a haircut. No, that's good. I'm really glad you were getting a haircut. By the way, you know how you checked off? He called in. He only called in because he was guilted to call in to fucking Daywave. And then he called in on the day where I normally do a movie thing. That way, he only had to be on for 5 minutes. He puts no effort into anything. You know what I want? Here's what I want. No, here's what I want. I don't want an apology.
I'm going to uncheck that.
I don't want an apology. You want to know what I want? I want you to do stand-up. I don't care if it's ready or not. That's the only apology that I'm going to fucking accept.
That sounds like a good deal, Joe.
All right.
Considering you really fucked up here, that was messed up, man.
Don't because add to it.
You know what? I have an idea. Why don't you just read my social security on stage? You might as well. You just give everything away.
I'm sorry. I
thought you said you were okay, Spider. I know.
Are you fucking with me? Did you announce it?
No. I swear to you. Look at the chat. The listeners didn't know. Look at the chat.
Oh, I would not have said that if I didn't think you announced. Shit.
Yeah, by the way, I am in the bathroom now because I was at the gym on the treadmill and I was going to call you when I was done you decided to be, hey, guess what, bro? You say the exact date. You want to know where I'm staying?
I didn't say the exact date.
Yes, you did.
I did not say the exact date.
Did you say the date?
No, I may or may not have said a month I thought it was, but I did not say a day. I know that.
Yeah, we are going to be in New York in December and that's what we're doing. We're going to make a whole thing and announce it. But whatever, man. Like, I was just, calling you as a friend, but it's fine.
This is what you're going to do for a scoop, Joe? You're going to hurt your friends?
It's not a scoop, you fucking asshole. Stop making it worse.
I get it. Joe comes back to do gotcha journalism.
I can't even fit any more hurt friends on here. There's so many check marks next to hurt friends.
Honestly, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hop off because I'm going to go back to actually trying to lose weight. And what you're going to do is you're going to pick a date within the next 7 days to do stand-up, and I will accept that as your apology.
All right.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, Royce.
You done fucked up, Joe.
Why do you keep making it worse?
I'm not making it worse. I'm stating facts.
You're making it... You're making me feel bad.
No, you included me in your evil scheme.
What evil scheme? We talked before
Royce.
The show. You said...
Why do you have to hurt him?
I said, oh, hey... We're going to hang out with Royce soon. He's coming up for, what's his name? And then you told me, and then you said you read a tweet. I thought the tweet was the announcement.
I said, yeah, that's really cool because...
Right.
He said, if next time you're in town, come on.
And I
thought that was really cool.
I didn't realize you just put it together and guessed. I thought you read it.
I'm very fucking intuitive, Joe. What can I say?
I'm just saying I thought you read an announcement tweet.
I'm helping. Thank you, MobTech.
You're not. He's not. Dan's not helping
me
at all.
I'm helping so much.
You're not. You're not helping anything.
I'm sure that if Royce had to pick a way to announce this, it would definitely be you saying it on your show, not his show.
God damn it! You're a fuck.
I'm a fuck.
You're a fuck.
Why am I a fuck?
You keep going.
Why?
You keep making it worse.
I don't make it worse. I didn't insult the man.
Who the fuck are you?
Now.
Add fix the Streamlabs widgets and keep confidential information confidential to the list, please. Anyways, here's some tunes.
Thank you, Rick.
Any better live is so good.
That was not us laughing.
It's so good. You know what it is? He sounds just like the CD live. That's what's so good about Vedder. Nails it.
Hold on, you don't have the visual I have. Hold on. He's doing the lip finger thing.
Yeah, that's how he sings the song.
Why does this fucking clip have three times as many views as our show does?
Because a lot of people like Pearl Jam.
This is not Pearl Jam, Dan.
It's Pearl... Oh, is he doing an acoustic set?
This is not Eddie Vedder, Dan.
That sounds just like Eddie Vedder.
This is not Eddie Vedder.
Is it an Eddie Vedder doppelganger of some
sort?
It's
not a doppelganger.
Oh, he looks kind of like me, actually. He's nailing
this
it.
This guy's... This is 5 minutes long. This guy is standing there like this for the entire song.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the joke.
It sounds... Oh, listen, he hits the notes there. That's Vedder.
I mean, he kind of
nails
it.
Maybe Vedder got stung by a bee. And lost his hair.
Several times.
And forgot to wear flannel. Oh, yeah.
Is this supposed to be funny, or is he...
Old Child Support says this is better than Chris Cornell. It's hard to argue.
How fucking dare you?
What?
It's hard to argue?
I better than Chris Cornell? Chris Cornell and Eddie Vedder are neck and neck. Well, that guy has extra neck, but still. Even pro. I mean, he was good.
He was not good.
Listen, if you want to shit on your own idols...
That was not, for the 10th time, it was not Eddie Vedder, Dan.
It was Eddie Butter. Marie Lopez said, Eddie Butter.
She's
fucking funny.
She is. Okay.
Whoever the listener Daywave Radio is says it's kind of funny, but at least he isn't a snitch. Good point, Daywave Radio. Oh, that's Royce's show.
Do you see what I mean about you making it worse and me making me feel, like, really bad again?
You should feel bad. You did a horrible thing.
I had no idea it wasn't a net. I didn't give out a... I didn't say when it was. I gave a very general time frame. I did not say when it was, and I thought it was already out there. And when I want something to... If I'm telling my friend something, and I want it to stay, like...
Oh, you're gonna put this on him now?
No.
You're going to try to put it on him?
I just thought myself.
Just take it. Just take the L line. That's what the kids say today.
L line?
The L. That's what they say these days. Take the L. Take the loss. You're wrong.
Oh, the loss.
Except your line. I know what the kids talk about.
No, I took it like 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to...
Still trying to turn it around.
No, yeah. Just... Well, I'm glad I can count on you, Dan, in times like this to you know, corroborate and help out and burp
you
at me when I'm trying to make a point.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah. Thank you.
You got a friend in me.
I need another drink. Hang on.
Please don't ruin Christmas too, Joe. That's what Shakes asked, if you could just not. Is it a 90s thing not to take responsibility? That's what Kyle White wants to know.
Dan, honestly,
uh-huh.
I don't know if Royce is fucking with me or not, if this was actually announced or not.
It didn't sound like he was fucking
with me. It didn't sound like it. I know.
No.
But it's just... I should shut up, right?
Oh, I don't know, man.
Oh, I'm asking you. You're making everything worse.
I'm not making it worse.
I just feel really bad. I really do.
Thank you, non-con. Dan's hip to what the... Oh, we're getting another call back.
Enjoy.
We're getting a call, Joe.
Grab your...
Have you possibly kicked Royce's dog this time?
What?
What? I'm just asking.
This is your version of helping, Dan?
I'm helping.
I don't know if Royce is being real or not. I text Joe because I'm excited No, and I'm sorry that it's echoing because, you know... Got into a
little trouble and I'm can you pause that, Joe?
Yep.
Do you want to pause that real quick?
So tell me exactly what happened.
Yeah, I'll replay it after the call. Okay. I'm sorry, Royce.
It's fine. Real quick, do you need me to send you my GPS location? So you want to disseminate that too?
Royce, I really...
Every 10 minutes, Joe's going to read off one number from Royce's bank account.
You know, Royce jokes on this show on Daywave that, you know, like afterwards, like, oh, Joe's going to call me and make sure. This is one of those nights, and I'm going to. I'm going to have
yeah,
to...
Yeah, no, I love... By the way, guys, I just want to point out that I'm at the gym, and I'm calling you from the gym because I'm trying to be supportive of your show, and I'm like, oh, I'll I'm going to listen to my friend Joe as I work out, and what I get is, oh, by the way, Royce is coming here, and here's the PIN code for his Airbnb.
I will...
And it's like you don't even... Like, I was trying to talk to you as a friend, and you decide... That, hey, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm not gonna send MP3 files without spaces because that gives Royce more work, and I should know that by now. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do stand up because I've lied to my fans for going on a month now that I'm gonna do stand up. I'm not gonna do that.
The extenuating circumstances.
But what I am gonna do is, I'm gonna just take the joy out of an announcement away from my pal.
Okay,
and
can you
that's fine, man.
Can you at least take comfort in the fact that your audience is 100,000 times bigger than mine, and like the majority of them won't know. Hello? Hello?
He might have just smashed his phone.
I'm back. My audience is what?
100,000 times bigger than mine, so when you make the announcement, the majority of them won't know. Can you take comfort in that?
No, It's you know what? That's fine. You're right. That I'll take comfort in the fact that I have to take a, you know... You know what Joe's saying? Hey, the silver medal ain't bad. It's fine, Joe. It's fine. I thought we were going to go. I was going to see what you and Dan were up to, buy you guys a couple drinks.
The only reason I mentioned on the show was because I was saying how excited I was that Dan and I were going to hang out with you and Merce soon.
I hope I'm still invited.
Dan,
you're the only one invited now.
Sweet.
So
sorry, Joe. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, and that's great. Thanks, Joe. That way, Joe could offer to drive us around in a Solera that's filled with garbage.
I cleaned that out a couple months ago.
Yeah, and it's been a couple months. Is it filled with garbage again?
Hold on, I got a super chat from Mersh. Joe, stand up for yourself. Have some dignity.
I just saw the super chat.
Did you cocksuckers already announce that you were doing this?
No, we haven't. I swear to God, I'm not even lying to you that we hadn't announced anything.
Okay.
Are you going to stand up for yourself now, Joe?
Yeah, you know what, Royce? Fucking bad.
Yeah, stop. Don't do it, Joe.
Go ahead.
Don't do it, Joe.
Go ahead.
Don't do it.
Go ahead, stand up for yourself, stupid. Let's go.
I made a mistake. Go back to shitting in the gym or whatever you're doing.
Okay, first off, that's terrible. You're funny.
Nailed him. Got him.
Disappointed.
I wasn't...
Roasted. Wow.
I wasn't trying to roast.
Boom.
I was just...
Yeah, wow.
That was good. That was really
good. I hope he's going to be able to do the show tomorrow.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm in a grocery store right now, walking around, speaking low. I swear to God, I'm not lying.
Why are you in a... How'd you go from a gym to a grocery store?
They're next door.
Because the grocery store is right next to the gym, because not all of us live in Nyack.
Good thing we're not doxing each other. Go on, please. That was very mean, Lisa, by the way. Lisa said, at Mersh, Cousin Joe and Dignity shouldn't be in the same sentence. Very mean.
What if he says Cousin Joe has no dignity?
It's fine that you ruined ROTC's big surprise. I get that. But I have an idea. Instead of doing that, why don't you, instead of saying, we're going to figure out how to do more than one show a week, how about you do more than one show a week?
Dan?
What? Oh, I bought some equipment, and we're gonna do more than one
Dan's
show
Dan's in
week.
The process. I've been helping him get the right cables for his board, and we're going to do a Skype show at least the second day of the week aside from Thursday.
And why haven't you done your stand-up yet?
There were a couple
of... It has to be perfect.
Well, I really wanted to write something that would be good and not just...
Okay, listen, I get it. And we all want to touch things and turn into gold, but know your limits.
Are you touching one of those... Are you in Spencer's touching one of those globes that go to your finger and with the blue light when you touch the glass dome? What is that noise?
What are you talking about?
I'm at a grocery store. I'm in a grocery store. Jazz in the background.
Oh, some jazz.
All right. It does sound like jazz.
It
sounds as appealing as jazz. Anyway.
Okay, is that better? No, you're right. I'm calling on my free time to chastise you for messing up, but please tell me what else I need to do.
The chastise part of that sentence made me feel like it wasn't a favor.
No, what favor? You know, and actually, Dan, let me tell you.
Oh, he's just talking to you now.
Yes. I'm listening.
Me. And I'm...
Well, you're breaking up, dude.
I can't hear him.
You're breaking up.
Did you sabotage this call, Joe?
I haven't touched anything.
How dare you? Did you break it on for... You did.
I didn't break anything.
There we go. Joe, stop unplugging your Ethernet from your mom's house, and let's finish talking, okay?
Wow, that was mean.
I know what you're doing.
It was inaccurate and mean, but go on. Okay, we can hear you now. We're good. What's up?
Okay, no. I get it. No, I know I can't shout too loud because it brings you back to... A couple of years ago, where you just get PTSD.
Okay, listen, now that was just really mean.
Nah, I don't care. We were going to announce it anyway. It's fine that you did. Who gives a shit? I mean, it's I mean, it's your world. We just live in it, Joe, so don't worry about it.
Okay. I didn't realize it was a big secret.
No, first off, now I know something. If I ever have a big secret, not to tell it to old Blabbermouth Joe.
No, you know what I do with my friends, like especially friends that have radio shows? If I tell them something and
ignore
don't want
calls?
A public, I preface or end it with just between us for now. You know, something like that.
You're right.
If you did that, I would know that it wasn't public knowledge.
Yeah.
Do you want to test the limits of that? Because there's a lot of stuff you've told me that was implied, but you never actually said I shouldn't say. Do you want to play that game?
I just took back. I take back what I just said.
That's what I thought.
That's probably a smart decision, Joe.
I take it back.
A smart decision, Joe. Good thinking.
All right, look. I'll let you guys go. Have a good show. It's fine. I forgive you, Joe, but do the stand-up. Seriously.
Honestly, I will do the stand-up, and I've been writing and getting ready for it.
Yeah, Sam is all time to say procrastinating.
That too. I'm very known for that. But in all seriousness, I do look forward to hanging out with you and Mersh. It's been way too long. No, seriously, I don't care. You could
end an undisclosed time.
You break my balls all you want. I'm really looking forward to hanging out with you.
Okay, Joe. You guys have a good show. I don't want to take up all. I don't want to take up all
your
time.
Sounds like you don't want to hang out with me anymore.
I wouldn't want to ruin anything you're doing.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want to. You know. Take any wind out of your sails.
Yeah, that'd be mean.
Okay.
That'd be a horrible thing to do. Thanks. Be a bad thing to do to
a
friend.
Seriously, have a good show, guys. Bye.
All right. Later, Royce. Tina T. Joe, you got to Google how to be a friend. That fucking, the Mersh super chat is still killing me, though. That was fucking hilarious. Especially because I thought it was going to go the other way, where I'd have Mersh pissed off at me too, which is the last thing I want.
Mm-hmm.
But, fuck. Well, that's what I get for being excited to hang out with a friend.
I don't think that was the part he was worried about.
Oh, that's all I really mentioned.
Mm. Yeah, the part about you, of course.
It's not always about me?
Sometimes it's not. Like, occasionally it's not.
Oh. Oh, okay, I was confused.
Oh my god, we went so far off course.
Yeah, I don't remember where we were before.
Well, we were just talking about fall stuff.
It was a side comment.
Halloween's coming.
About how. Yeah, I'm going to shut up. Okay. Okay. That silence was me thinking about Mersh's super chat going, you know what?
What?
Nothing. Just going with it. Okay. Royce Needles, motherfuckers. That's way worse than Mersh. Lateralist.
Show me kitties is very emasculating.
No, this is emasculating. Just two friends chatting about how they're excited to see each other.
Yeah, that sounded like what that conversation was all about.
In the same month that Christmas is in. No spoilers. Two friends chatting about how they can't wait to hang out then, right? That's all that was.
Lisa suggested you drink some moonshine, you'll be okay.
I should.
I'll make you feel better.
Yeah. They're asking you for information, Dan.
I'm not getting involved anymore.
Anymore?
I thought this was public knowledge.
So did I.
All right, well.
Anyway, Royce. Joe, it's fine. You hate me. Royce.
Static Voice says Harvest by Neil Young is the shit.
It's like, sometimes I get the feeling, Dan.
I tried to give you an out.
What?
Hmm?
Oh, what did Static Voice say? What do you say? Oh, and I got a Streamlabs to play.
Play your Streamlabs.
It was interrupted.
Stop talking and just play. Just play it. Just shut your mouth and play it.
Frozen Nation set the Streamlabs in.
Thank you, Frozen Nation.
And here it is. Here it is.
I can't wait.
I'm clicking play on the... Oh, because I... okay, here we go.
Who the fuck are you?
Here it is.
Okay. You have really disappointed me, Mr. Barishel.
First you
mock my people, then you reveal secrets. I will never watch She's Out of My League the same way ever again, sir.
Who the fuck are you?
You have really disappointed me, okay, Mr. Barishow.
I clicked that first, seven times. Okay.
Is it going to keep doing that?
Yeah.
Do you think if you click it faster, it plays faster?
It's, anyway. You're just going to see that pop up on your screen there a couple more times.
Yeah, I see it.
But you won't hear it because we're, how many months into this? And I haven't figured out how to pause the Streamlabs thing.
It's only seven since we've been back.
I only know how to pause all, not just the one that's incoming.
Yeah.
You know, because I have it set up live because I like you guys getting involved in the interaction.
Of course.
And I don't mind.
He's popping up on my screen, Joe. What's that mean?
What's popping up?
The donated thing.
That's because I clicked it nine times.
Right.
So it's going to keep happening.
Okay. When are we going to hear the song he sent us?
He didn't send a song.
Oh, he didn't send a song?
No.
Oh, I thought he sent us a nice song.
Actually, PJ824.
Oh, he sent us a song.
He did, and I will get to that when, sort of like when your computer's frozen.
Yeah.
And you click on a program like 10 times because it won't open, and then it opens 10 times.
Right.
When those programs are done loading, and I can exit out.
Have we mentioned that this money is going towards a new laptop for Joe, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
You're
boomer cute, by the way, Lisa wants you to know.
Thank you, Lisa. PJ824 donated $10. Thank you. And he just wrote enjoy and sent us this. And this is the one I paused. Oh, is this going to be a copyright strike?
We now return to Better Call Saul.
This is going
to
be...
Hey, Saul, got into a little trouble and I'm going to need a lawyer. Here.
Okay, so tell me exactly what happened.
I was driving, had a bit of drink, and then I ran into a milk truck.
I mean, it's a better Eddie Vedder.
Were you on drugs?
Ian Blow.
Turn that off.
Ian Blow. Joe, you love... Oh, I don't know if you ever did E.
Yeah.
You did?
Well, not officially. Not the way I should have. I should have...
Officially?
Yeah.
What the fuck's that even mean?
Officially meaning I should have gotten it from, what do you call it? A good source. I went down to see Doug Stanhope in The Village.
Oh!
And the asshole.
I was VIP!
No, believe it or not, the drugs had nothing to do with Stanhope. So we got down
there. Mr. Stanhope said, I'm not going on unless Joe is here to tell me how to do jokes.
Me and this friend of mine, and we were friends because we went to preschool together, and his mom and my mom were friends with each other.
Right.
And years went by, we didn't hang out, and then I guess Facebook or whatever. I don't know how we reconnected as friends. We decided to go to the Stanhope show. He's dead now of a drug overdose. This
Doug Stanhope died?
No, my friend. But this friend I went with, we went down to the village, and there's this guy selling ecstasy, and there was an option. You can get a $15 version of E, a $25, or a $35. So it was like three tiers. It might have been like 15, 20, 30, something, like, whatever. I, of course, went for the 15, because I'm thinking to myself,
bargain?
E is E, right? Like, why not just get the 15 version of E? Maybe, especially because it's my first time, I'm thinking $15 is the lowest dose. It was shit. It was, I'll never know what real E feels like because I'm never going to try it again. But twice I did it. And both times in that day or two, I was up all night grinding my teeth with the worst migraine I've ever had in my fucking life, sweating. All my friends were sleeping. It was a sleepover at other friends' house afterwards.
You had a little sleepover?
Well, they were. I was sitting up in a computer office chair, gripping the handles of the chair, the arms of it.
So it's like most nights.
Yeah, but this was with people.
Other people
sleeping
around?
Sleeping in the same room.
Makes it even worse.
Right. And zero euphoria. Just fucking... Royce. Yeah, I did do Molly at Bonnaroo. But that's... And yeah, it's a better version of E. That was... amazing, aside from the fact that I took it on the first day of the trip, and I had the rest of the week to recoup and recover in a hammock while all my friends, Royce and the rest of them, went to see bands and walk around and see topless girls walking around. I was in a tent, unconscious. I remember having my tablet on my stomach as I'm laying down, and I'm watching Joey Diaz on Joe Rogan. And I fell asleep to that within like 10 minutes.
Those are more of his friends.
I woke up and my tablet battery was dead in my tent. I don't know if you know this about tents, but there's no AC outlet. So I wasted all that and my data on that.
It's a very sad story.
It is. It's very...
Guys, this is an anti-drug story Joe just told you. If you do Molly at Bonnaroo, your tablet might run out of battery and you won't have air conditioning. In the arms of an angel. Poor Joe.
I'm just saying I should have done it on the last day
there. I mean, yeah, there's people dying in the street, but I didn't have air conditioning.
Right. And you know what's worse than being in the Tennessee summer humid heat?
My tablet's not there. I can't watch videos of Eddie Vedder.
And sweating to ecstasy withdrawals. Because it just drains every amount.
You got withdrawals
from one... Yeah, dude, it drains every bit. Molly, not ecstasy. We're now talking about Molly. It drains every amount of serotonin in your body. Depletes all of it. So
Joe the Sad Hammock Coletta.
Yeah. Again, it was when I've told the story before, but to tell it briefly, I went to Bonnaroo with Royce and a couple of his friends, which are now my friends, most of them still anyway.
Was there a video of that weird thing?
What weird? Oh yeah. Okay, let me get rid of that.
Yeah,
gone. The first night there, we were there for like a week. I don't know. I think whatever, a couple days. The first night there, Royce's friend, who I've met before this, and I, you know. Cool, her boyfriend's cool. I trust him. She's got Molly in like it's like tissue paper.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a parachute. Never heard of that before.
In the right,
drug. You're supposed to just swallow it, and I guess it's like it dissolves. Right, the powders in the tissue paper kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, if you don't feel it in 20 to 30 minutes, let me know. I'll give you another one. So you know me, Dan. I waited 17 minutes.
And nothing.
I feel nothing. Give me another one.
I need more.
So I took double what I actually needed. And I was... Luckily, my friends, including Royce, of course. Luckily, I was with good people like that who was making sure I was... I would have dehydrated to death. I was so fucking... You know what I mean? It's... You have to... I had a camel pack of water. I had to keep refilling. Because it drains your serotonin. It drains every fluid in your body. It's just... It's fun as fuck.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
But it's not pleasant on the medical side of it, if that makes sense.
Okay.
In other words, the next day, recovering, and even just a couple hours after taking it. Hi, the cooking goth. Hello. So, yeah. So that was my Molly experience. And again, cool. My point is, I should have taken it the last day there. Because then I could have enjoyed the rest of the week walking around with my friends, making fun of people, looking at girls walking around with their tits out like you do at any music festival, right? Right. But instead, yes, I was unconscious in a hammock for every day when... And I would try and make an effort, Royce, and then would be like, oh, we're going to see whatever band I never heard of. Come on, check it out. I was going to walk around and hang out. Gary fucking Shandling just died recently. And Judd Apatow and Eddie Vedder were there. Because Pearl Jam was headlining. I at least made it to that. And they were doing some tribute to Gary Shandling. I would have loved to have seen. But no. Dead asleep in a hammock like an asshole. So, the moral of the story, kids. If you're going to take Molly, take it when you don't have things to do for the next 3 days. Okay?
All right, teenagers listening in.
That's a good PSA, right?
It's a good PSA. The more you know...
I can see the star jumping across the screen in my mind, Dan. Absolutely.
You should film those commercials.
Hmm.
It's just like you in like an empty high school hallway. You tell that story, except maybe shorter.
Tie a hammock to one locker to another. Yeah.
You might think it's cool to do Molly at Bonnaroo. It's not.
Da-na-na. Unless you do it on the last day.
Then you're going to end up in a tent with no air conditioning. Your tablet's not going to have a battery. And you have to keep drinking water from your camel pack in a hammock. It's not cool.
But yeah, I remember, dude. One of Royce...
Joe Mattresses wants to know if this story is going to go in your Showtime special.
I'll work it out at my upcoming stand-up gig.
Yeah.
I'll throw it in there.
He's going to work on that tight five first, and then we'll...
You did tell me I should be like a storyteller, kind of.
Eventually, yeah, but you know, you got to start...
I can't start out with telling stories.
Somewhere. No, you have 5 minutes. What kind of story are you going to tell? With the way you tell stories, how are you going to tell a story in 5 minutes?
I am sort of long-winded in my stories.
You know what it is? It's not that you're long-winded. It's that you start the story, and you keep jumping back to, like, re-explain parts.
It's like Pulp Fiction. Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
You Pulp Fiction the story.
I
yeah, do. It's like
I can't help it.
It's like watching
memory.
Memento.
Yeah, I got you.
You
all
start at the beginning of the story, and then you end up at the end, and then you come back to the middle part of the story.
Richard goes, 3 days. Molly only lasts 6 hours at best. Yeah. I'm not saying I was high on Molly for 3 days. I'm saying...
He was high on life.
I'm saying the day and days after taking the Molly for the first time, double the dose I should have taken, completely... I mean, if you know anything about serotonin, that's your happy chemical in your brain. When you're depleted of that, you're just depressed, exhausted, you don't want to do anything, talk to anybody. It's the worst... It's the last feeling you want to have when you're at a festival trying to have fun. So, that's
Hacks Against Hacks says Joe reminds you of Charlie Brown.
Is that good?
No. I'm
joking.
Did E many times.
Well, again, I got the bad version of E.
Oh, and she got even more sexual. There you go.
Well, that E is known for that, yeah. I, of course, took it with my guy friends and...
So, had sex with them?
I fought the urge. I mean, like I said, they were sleeping, but I'm not a rapist, so I let it go.
How nice of you. Just want you guys to
know...
Yeah,
my migraine was too bad to have sex.
Could have fucked you. Didn't.
I was like a girl. I had a headache, so I couldn't have sex.
Gets some kind of award for not fucking in your ass while you were asleep.
Frozen Asian, with a name like Joey Boom Boom Coletta, how could you ever be sad? Well, when I'm not lighting fireworks, sad. Some fucking assholes lit fireworks during Pearl Jam when they were playing Comfortably Numb.
Now you know how everyone else always feels.
Oh, wow. Way to put in perspective. Thanks for that.
Anytime.
Okay. I love when you do that.
No, you don't.
I know. Okay. What are you reading now?
I'm just reading stuff in the chat. People are sharing the drunk stories. Richard Rink says... I go to concerts to crush puss.
Well, I'll never forget the last day at Bonnaroo. I had taken with me just enough MS Cotton for my stomach. This is before I was prescribed, when I'm prescribed for it,
mm-hmm.
for my IBS. And I had taken just enough to last me almost every day. The last day I woke up, I had to... At Bonnaroo, they have, of course, the porta-potty thing set up all over.
Right.
But there was one section of real, actual toilet bathrooms. But from
who
where
the
we
fuck
were,
you?
We had a...
No AC, no outlet, no data.
Thank you, Mop Deck.
It sounds like he feels your pain. That's amazing. For just $5 a day. You can't... Where the fuck's my background music?
Sorry, Dan. Oh, fuck. Anyway, I had to make...
Oh, it's not doing that bit now? Okay, fine.
I had to rush to the real bathroom to shit. And walking back, I heard a couple fucking in a tent. And when I say heard fucking, I mean... This girl was moaning loud. Like, when I got back to my tent, I had to jerk off to what I heard.
Okay.
I'm not... Something made me tell that story, Dan, and I'm not sure why. But,
Don't know.
She sounded really hot. I couldn't see anything through the tent. I just kept...
Oh, she sounded hot, though.
She did. I mean, I used my imagination.
Mm.
But, yeah. And I went back to my... lonely tent by myself and I jerked off on the grass.
Don't step there. That's my cum grass.
Shake's head in that story made me want to jerk off too.
Oh boy. best Joe story ever.
But yeah. So we're talking about Halloween.
How the fuck did we get there from Halloween?
Well, I'm not going to answer that.
Halloween!
This weekend I'm going to a haunted house. I've been to one haunted house before.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago. It was one of those where, you know, it's an outdoor thing.
That drunk ghost was walking around all the time? Oh, no. That was just your house. I'm sorry.
Wow. It took me a second, but that was fucking funny. And accurate.
I know you like the jokes.
Holy shit. Okay, that I'm putting it together, Dan. I'm sorry it took me a minute.
It's kind of like a ghost.
That was, well, haunted house.
Yeah.
What, perfect.
Yep.
And I'm going to leave it at that. So.
It's an inside wound.
Yep. I'm sure no one can figure it out, though.
They can't.
No, of course not.
Joe, master of segues. Yeah, so I heard this chick moaning. She was getting fucked so hard, and I jerked off in some grass. So anyway, Halloween.
Do you not realize I do that on purpose?
I don't realize that now.
And all this time we've been doing the show,
they don't have to know I know.
Sorry. Fourth wall. Sorry.
Broken.
Sorry.
Destroyed. Kool-Aid man, right through it.
Joe Mattress, a spook house? No, that would be really scary. No, I mean, haunted house. It was one of those outdoors ones.
It was an outdoor haunted house?
Yeah, where it's just pretty much like tarps and tents. So you walk through like a maze, and at certain points you got to lift the tarp to go through, and there's hay, and then there's, of course, the guy with a chainsaw that jumps out at you and shit like that.
Yeah, it's very scary.
But the one I'm going to this weekend is at, like, an old mental institution that was abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to put... There's a thing, apparently, my girlfriend was telling me, you have to... If you don't want to be touched by the people that work there that jump out at you, yeah, you got to wear, like, this neon wristband or band thing.
The no-touch wristband?
Yeah, which I'm absolutely wearing, because I... You know me, Dan. If I'm walking through, and even though I know I'm in a haunted house, my right. mind's going to go to places like, well, if I was a psychopath, this is where I would go to hurt someone.
Someone here.
Yeah, because it would look like I'm a worker.
Yeah.
People would be laughing. And so I'd be on my guard, even though I know I'm just in a haunted house. And if I got jumped out and shook or whatever, I would... Do you think they check for weapons when you go in a haunted house?
I'm going to guess they check for weapons.
Should I probably leave some things out of my pockets?
I mean, they're going to have weapons. I feel like it's only fair that you have your weapons,
too. All right, so I'll bring them.
Yeah.
But this is why I have to wear the no...
To Joe's girlfriend real quick for getting you guys kicked out because of his weapons.
But this is why I have to wear the no-touch thing, because I'm afraid that I'm going to have, like, a gut instinct and just stab some poor, like, 16-year-old with a fake chainsaw and some bad makeup. And, you know what I mean?
Sorry, sir. I just wanted to give you a scare.
There's no chain on the chainsaw. It's just the motor running.
Nothing's... We don't get health insurance here, mister. Gee whiz. I just wanted to pay for a new Xbox.
I'm not a real ghost.
The light's getting brighter. I'm so cold. Hope you have a happy Halloween. Old Child Sports says the main attraction at the haunted house is a podcaster jerking off in the grass.
Uh-oh. Good evening, Cousin Jojo.
I love that you have to have the no touch thing like an autistic kid. Like, don't touch me, loud jokes. Holy fuck, man.
Would you do a haunted house thing where you would let people grab you?
No, oh. Because he would tell people I'm going before I had a chance to, and it hurt me.
Okay, all right.
Here, hold on.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Marie.
Hey.
How you doing?
How's it going?
It's going good.
Good.
So I was in grocery shopping with Royce, as you were well aware, and listening to you guys. And first of all, you two are old lady protection. Royce and I discovered something really amazing. Mm-hmm. The cash register at our grocery store was older than sin. And trying to sing Howdy Doody to the poor 32-year-old in front of us and interact with every shopping product that you go through.
Wait, the lady was?
Yeah, wait, I'm confused about something.
Did we lose her?
Oh, I think Marie cut out. Marie?
Oh, yeah. Are you guys still with
me? Is she back?
Yeah,
she
no. Okay, you cut out for a minute. Sorry. So the
yeah, so you know those grocery ladies that
right.
Heavy whipping cream. I wonder what makes it heavy, am I right?
Oh god. One of the okay.
She has more jokes than Joe does.
Asshole.
Yeah, or you buy dog food. What kind of dog do you have?
Right.
A big old fat one. Can we move on?
Right.
So, but we had our headphones in because we were listening to you guys like loyal listeners. And headphones prevent old ladies from talking to you. Did you know that?
That's really good to know.
So you did something good tonight, Joey.
No, so I helped.
This lady was blabbering on, and I was smiling and laughing because I was laughing at you guys, and she thought I was just entertaining her.
She's just thinking I'm killing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really did. But no, really, great. Royce handed me the phone because I said out loud, Dan is my favorite.
Aw, thank you.
Dan, not only are you fucking funny, but you make Joe even funnier because your timing is just fantastic.
Thank
you had me
you.
Dying laughing the entire way through my grocery shopping experience.
Oh, I'm glad I could bring joy to your grocery shopping experience.
Damn. And Joe, it's not funny. It's that I've heard that story a million times because I was there.
I get it. I totally get it.
Did he tell you about the no AC, though?
I was there. I know how little AC there was.
But,
and yeah. Joe, I'm really glad you're alive and you didn't die.
Yeah, it might have been close there for a little bit. I remember you from the blurs I have. I remember you and the others, well, I don't want to name names, just getting me to drink water and looking a little bit worried.
Yeah, I don't remember being worried about you so much as having the ability to have the other men in our group put their penises on your face.
What?
I remember that a lot more.
Wait, what?
Oh.
Wait.
Because you were lying immobilized on the hammock, so they just kept walking up to your face, which is dick level.
Oh, I kind of remember this.
You had dicks on your head?
No, they didn't touch my head or face.
How do you know?
Because I saw the pictures afterwards when I was dead asleep. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they went back for more, but no. When I was there, it wasn't touch. It was just around.
Yeah, they're just around.
So when she wasn't there, God knows.
Yeah. God only knows.
Joe knows all there is to know about the crying game.
All right, before I leave you guys, I would just like to point out that I called you Joe and you didn't call me. So Dan, I know that checkbox is full on the hurt box checklist, but make sure that it's an extra check for me.
Dan
put some more checks next to Hurt's friends.
Dan's pulling out the Sharpie and he's checking
it's
off.
It's so full. Look how many checks
please
there are.
Thank you, and I love you guys.
Those are
love you
checks,
too, Marie. Thanks for calling.
Hold on.
Oh, hi.
Wait a hot minute here.
Hi.
Yeah, I remember a lot of the Bonnery story, but me listening recently, I didn't know you were jerking off at the ground. Like, that was news to me.
Yeah, I don't think I told you because I didn't have a reason to tell you, but yeah,
You were feet away from me jerking off through the sounds of other people in tents while your serotonin had gone out.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe.
Even worse, it wasn't like I could hear them while I was jerking off. I was going by my memory of the sounds of when I walked by their tent 20 yards away.
Could you guys fuck louder, please?
Jesus Christ, Joe. Does your girlfriend listen to this show?
Yes.
Not anymore.
Jesus Christ. Joe, listen, between me and you, we joke around a lot.
Right.
Please propose to her before she comes to her goddamn senses.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Trust me. It's in the works.
He's working on it. You heard him here, folks. He's working on it.
Dan's pointing it out. It's on my checklist.
It's right there.
Yeah. Well, fucking, let's see what'll happen first. Joe doing stand-up or proposing? My fucking money's on proposing.
I bet he's just going to watch Taboo again.
Well, all right.
Joe, look, and by the way, I first off, I didn't like that little tough guy attitude you had a little bit ago. I didn't feel like, oh, you know, maybe I should stand up for myself. To what? To fucking be joking? Jesus
well,
Christ.
That's what, I wasn't being serious. You, I was.
Joe was bullied. You could tell Joe was bullied. Joe was a bullied kid.
Oh, absolutely. In high school?
Joe's one of those dogs that you buy that are 7 years old from the pound and they flinch when you grab a glass of water because they're so used to being beat.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, it goes back. It's not just, I mean, I was going to say I was bullied in high school, which I was, but it's also, I mean, you know about my home life, so there's that, which is a giant part of it. But yeah,
it's not like Dad was an alcoholic cop.
Yeah.
Cat beats him.
But I remember being on the school bus on the way home, and then, right before my stop, there was this Spanish kid right before the bus would stop, he would get on top of me and hold me down, so the bus driver would think that I'm not on the bus, so he had no reason to stop and let me off at my stop. And I'd have to fight him off of me at the next stop to get off and walk back to where I should have been dropped off.
Jesus Christ. And that Spanish kid was Aaron Hernandez.
But yeah.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, I'll let you guys go. Marie wanted to call and say how great you were, and I wanted to call and say how terrible Joe is. That way, to really even it out. I don't want you to feel too good or too bad at any time.
Yeah, the scales are balanced perfectly evenly, it sounds to me. Yeah.
Yeah, everything seems even.
Yeah.
I get it. Old bipolar Joe Coletta. We got it.
What?
Everything's fine. I'm not mad that you ruined a huge surprise. Why would I be upset at that?
Damn it.
See, he's not upset.
I'm not mad. Dad's right. I'm not upset.
You know I'm calling you at 9:02, right?
Say that again?
You know
you're going to call me? Oh, cool. So the only way that you'll actually call your friend is if I think you hurt my feelings. I see. So I just have to pretend you hurt my feelings.
Oh, says the guy who ignores all my text messages and only responds on Daywave and talks to me on the show.
Because then I'll know if you're listening. It's a little test.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know what? Listen, Joe, I think the problem here in this relationship is that you think you're better than Dan. Because if I were to read some of the Dan, let me tell you something, Dan.
What the fuck is going on?
Joe never told me not to say this on the show, so I'm allowed to, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's a rule.
What the fuck?
Joe was telling me, like, via text, he's like, Dan's a real piece of shit.
Who the fuck are you?
Young Joe getting bullied makes me sad.
That does sound like something Joe would say. That's hurtful.
That was never said.
That's very hurt. I guess I have to check off Hurt's friends for myself.
That was never said.
Or should I put Hurt's former friends, perhaps?
That was never
Hurt's
said.
Hurt's someone who used to be a friend.
That was never said.
Do I not do enough walking for you, Joey?
I texted him and I go, man, you know, I really like Dan. He's great. He's a great co-host. And Joe replied and I quote, let me read it here. Yeah, he definitely is a co-host.
And I was like, you missed one of the words, Joe. The part where he said great. That's kind of mean.
I did not. That was not.
No, it's fine, Joe. I like sitting in an hour and a half of Garden State Parkway traffic just to come here to your bunker basement and not be appreciated. It's fine. I enjoy it. I like playing extra tolls. That's fine.
It's funny. Because Joe even said, and I quote, let me read it my text.
Oh, can you read it to me, please?
That piece of shit will drive 3 hours. And I tell
Yeah, it's called being dedicated to your friend. Joe wouldn't know anything about it. Joe doesn't know what it's like to be dedicated to a friend, Royce. He doesn't know.
He actually showed me his phone. He sent me a screenshot of his phone. He has you in his phone as Bitch Boy.
Bitch Boy does, yeah. That. Wow. Wow, Joe, that hurts. So, that's hurtful.
Yeah, so, Dan, if you want to add another check mark to the not be nice to friends thing.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have it. I'm going to have to make a new list just of Hurt's friends.
He's going to poke a hole through the paper. It's going to be worn
just
out
gonna,
so much.
Just going to say just Hurt's friends everywhere on the paper. Wow.
I think Dan's hilarious. I don't know. I mean, I don't know why Joe's...
Apparently Joe doesn't.
I've said the same thing a million times, Dan,
no,
and
it's
I...
That's fine, Joe. If you don't like me, that's all right.
Dan is...
You know what? Maybe Ian will show up next week, and you don't need me here.
Maybe Ian will show up next week.
Oh, let's all laugh at Dan's funny. Oh.
It's true.
Oh, I can see it now, Royce. I see it. I see how angry he's getting. You're right.
I'm not trying to stir up shit. He just calls you Other Nick, and I don't know what that means. Fine.
I don't know what that means either. That's weird. Are we going to Applebee's, Joe?
Fucking assholes.
Look, I'm kidding. Look, I'm kidding. Joe honestly told me not to tell you. So,
yeah, no. I understand. I know you're just kidding because Joe would never take time in a conversation to talk about someone other than Joe.
That's a really good point. He didn't add your picture
what
to the logo.
What the fuck is going on? No. What? Jesus Christ.
Oh, fuck. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to be in New York in December. So.
Breaking news!
Dude, he hangs up.
He did! Oh my god.
Well, you heard it here first, folks, by Royce's mouth. He's going to be here in December. Oh, fuck me. My face hurts from laughing. Oh, shit. God damn it. Fucking Royce.
What are we going to talk about this, Joe? Fuck, I love Royce.
God damn, he's the best. Holy shit. Oh, okay.
So, haunted houses.
My I was gonna just do that.
Tropec says, remember at your funeral when he talked about himself?
Oh god. My fucking abdomen is killing me from laughing.
Uber Gamer says roast of Cousin Juts every week.
Anytime Royce calls, yeah. It's fucking hilarious. Holy shit. Dude, literally the top of my face is hurting from fucking laughing.
Oh, good for you!
What was that?
I don't know. I was trying to fill some time.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
All right.
So I don't.
You were going to a spooky haunted house, and you're gonna wear the special kid wristband, so nobody touches you.
Yes, according to Royce, the autistic band.
Because if someone touches you, you're gonna put your fingers in your ears and go ah,
and count toothpicks, according to my diagnosis.
Chainsaw has 87 teeth on it.
We'll just turn the motor off. How'd you know that?
Definitely got to go to Caldor. Definitely Caldor.
Definitely fake blood. Definitely fake blood.
Definitely fake.
Not real.
Definitely
not
fake
real. Blood. Not real blood.
Corn syrup.
You
made of corn
can't hurt
syrup.
Me. Corn can't syrup. Hurt me. Can't hurt me.
Gotta get a Qantas. It's never crashed.
Oh, fuck.
Well.
So.
You want to talk more about that?
No, I really got to pee.
All right, you got a cup?
I know, it's full of water, though.
You trying to finish it? Uh-huh. It's going to make it to pee more. It's like an endless cycle.
Uh-huh.
The circle of piss.
I don't remember the song going that way.
I think I changed it.
Oh, okay. Old Child Support says, Joe, leave your switchblade at home for the employee's sake. Well, yeah, that's one of the things I was asking, is I always have a knife in my change pocket. And I should probably leave that in the car, right?
Probably.
Along with the
news headline tomorrow. News headline tomorrow will read, local New Jersey man shocked zombie with taser.
Do you think I'm totally... Excuse me. Do you think I'm totally out of my mind for thinking... Haunted house, like I said, would be the exact place. Like if I was a crazy serial killer or whatever, psychopath right. that just wanted to hurt or kill somebody, to go and pretend to be one of the workers to grab someone and.
Or are you gonna get one of those laminated name badges?
What?
Never gonna get in.
Oh, you can't even make that yourself or anything.
Yeah, no way.
So never gonna happen.
Yeah, they got a machine in the office that does it.
But do you get why, like? I'm not really enthusiastic about going to this haunted house. Not because I'm going to be scared by again, some 16-year-old in makeup and a fake weapon.
It's gonna be,
but because I don't know what's going to be around the next corner. And again, it's not that I don't know which 16-year-old that's paid to be there. I don't know if some fucking lunatic got in and is, again...
Well, that's what they want you to be afraid of.
Is that like the whole thing?
It's like a meta thing.
Is that... Yeah?
Like you're supposed to be afraid of...
Is this real or not?
I know it's a fake zombie, but maybe it's a zombie.
Maybe it's a... Yeah. Is that the whole...
Oh, well, sure. We can maybe make it deeper than it is.
I don't know. No, but I don't think you are, because otherwise, why would people be afraid of them? If you're going in there knowing everyone in there jumping out at you is just not going to do anything...
They can't touch you because you have a neon armband.
Right. Then
so
what
are they going to do?
Then what is scary or spooky about it?
I want to see like an axe murderer coming at you. You're like, ah! Nope.
Oh, yeah, no, I've been there. Been there, done that. What are you going to do? Is that what you meant?
I meant the armband, you fucking artard.
Oh.
God damn it.
I just got to take it to the next level.
Why did I take it to the next level?
I don't know.
You made it into a fucking suicide thing. I was just talking
That's what I'm saying.
Armband.
I always got to take it to the next
level. Yeah, I don't know, man.
That's where my mind
goes. I
guess
it's just because I'm a piece of shit, probably.
Fucking asshole.
Roy says Joe has to know where all the 16-year-olds are. just want to point out I didn't rape any of you.
No, male 16... Oh, wait, that sounded worse.
Joe's going to wave his dick at him. It's bigger!
No, but it's also like, again, I'm going with my girlfriend. So, if one of them, like, jumped out... This is what I'm more afraid of. If one of them jumped out and like put their hands and grabbed my girlfriend, my gut reaction would be to swing at their teeth.
I thought you were gonna run.
What?
Run away?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
No, I would swing for a jaw if someone
touched your girlfriend.
So do you think I should insist that she wears one of those no touch bracelets?
I guess it's something to talk you guys are gonna have to have.
Well, I'm asking you.
What do I know? You guys have to talk about it. If she wants to be
but
touched
just
by a 16-year-old, then that's on her.
Well, that sounds really weird when you put it that way.
Well, that's the way that you're putting it. I was
I'm putting it as though a worker...
Maybe that's what she wants. Maybe she's into teenage zombie stuff.
How dare you?
I don't know.
I'm talking...
You're into ant fucking. I mean, everyone's got their thing.
I never fucked my aunt!
Okay, all right, fooled around, whatever, anal isn't sex.
I never fooled around.
Anal's not sex, I know.
I never anal fooled around my aunt, ever.
You just put the little edge of the tip in.
I never.
And she's like, Joey, it's so big, it's not going to fit in there.
Do you not get what I'm saying, though?
That you only fucked your aunt in the mouth.
This is...
Don't go to bed, where are you going?
What bed?
Don't go to computer equipment.
Yep, that's over there. Shut up. Do you not get what I'm saying? I just wanted to... Mersh is back in the chat. He goes, I'm back. Has Joe spoiled any more surprises since I left? God damn it. Oh, fuck.
Red Pill Libertarian says you fucked your aunt on Thanksgiving.
No, she just told me about how she liked a guy's cock on Thanksgiving in front of her husband and kid, my cousin, who is not dead. But that's not what I was talking about.
Is that why?
That's not what I don't know. Non-con, Joe, I'll kill a spook. Show worker, Coletta. But Dan, all right, say you're walking through a haunted house with your girlfriend, right?
Right.
Some guy jumps out,
yeah,
grabs her shoulders, and right, shakes her. What's your gut instinct?
She's into the rough stuff. I don't know. I'll be like, hey.
Forget that.
Oh, okay.
Pretend she's not.
She's not. Oh, okay. Then right. I'll be like, hey. I'll be like that scene in Back to the Future. Like, hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
Mm.
And I'll hope he'll stop.
You wouldn't have, like, a visceral physical reaction in
lunge. I don't know, man. I mean, maybe. I'm not confrontational, but maybe I'd be one of those things where, like...
Who the fuck are you?
I tuned in late. Boomy. Hope you had a mediocre show.
It
Here's Wonderwall.
It's this show, so you know we did. But thank you, your fave tunes. And here comes Wonderwall, which
finally,
I appreciate.
Real Wonderwall.
I don't know what Royce is talking about. Joe, my bed is a green room, Coletta. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what that means.
show mirrors on my bedroom ceiling, Coletta. Little Mermaid Hamlet said, if it's such a problem, don't go. Roy says Dan would come.
This is from your fave tunes.
What is it? Oh, Wonderwall. Fuck yeah. I love Wonderwall.
Sounds like a remix. Maybe a club mix?
Yeah. It's like Wonderwall, but like remix a little bit.
I feel like I have better answers to all the questions in this song than they do. I'm just not going to say them.
I feel like there's a lot of the same word use.
Why you drink so much beer? Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't drink beer, I drink more liquor. Cause I'm a nigga. Okay, fair enough. Motherfucking nigga, man. I ain't all that African American shit. Fuck that. I'm a nigga. We agree on that.
Be the one that saves me.
I hear it now.
Yeah, you hear it in there?
I hear it now.
After all.
Fucking couldn't have planned that more perfect.
Oh, it's more. Thank goodness. I thought that they were done. Why would you naked in my kitchen? Nigga, oh, nigga, I don't. Nigga, that was a weird. Why you calling them hoes bitches? I don't think we ever went this far in on Wonderwall. Cuz them hoes is bitches. Nigga, why you
stay in the hood? Nigga. Cuz I have no dad to take me out of it and I still okay, I'm going to stop cuz Dan's giving me a look.
They're having a conversation.
Huh?
So they're just having a nice conversation.
Oh, someone's following me on Twitch.
What's Twitch?
It's one of those things that's part of the Restream thing that should be on the list, the checklist. Well, actually, it's on there. It's Get On DLive, which D-Live is part is of
Twitch.
The which is part of the Restream.
Oh.
And it'll be on there too. I just find it funny that I just got a notification that someone's following me on Twitch because we have zero content on Twitch as of yet. So there's that. Old Child Support says, wouldn't your gut instinct be, quote, oh yeah, this is a haunted house, they're doing their job? Yeah. Unless I thought maybe that person isn't working there, and even if they're working there, maybe my gut reaction is thinking they're grabbing my girlfriend a little bit too hard, so I have to break their jaw. Is that not reasonable? Dan?
I guess it's reasonable.
Okay.
I mean, if you think that a psycho killer...
Why do I have a feeling that after the show my girlfriend's going to go, you know, we don't have to go to this if you don't want to?
I mean, you guys might have to have a talk about your weekend plans.
Out of the nemesis. Because after all... You're my nigga, Wall.
Oh, that's the part I didn't hear.
Yeah, that's... Otherwise, you would have realized that was a cover, Dan.
Oh, it was a cover.
Yeah.
Oh.
Club mix cover.
Right.
One of those.
Oasis has changed up their style, I guess, a little bit.
Hmm. Okay.
Do you think that was a Liam decision?
You know what? I feel like that's more Liam than Null.
Yeah, it's like I think you're right.
Yeah, I think he would be more into the remix thing than Null.
Right. All right. Well, that's good. It's important to artistic.
Okay. All right. So, haunted houses. All right. We only got shit like about a little over 10 minutes left in the show.
10 minutes. What do you want to do, Joey?
I do want to. Well, there's that haunted house thing, but...
I think we kind of did the haunted house
thing. No, I mean, the story, but it's going to take
we
more...
We could do it on Halloween.
Yeah, it's going to take more than 10
even
minutes.
Even scarier.
We'll wait till next week. Do you want to do... Okay, I want to do the best way to be arrested.
Okay.
If you're a female.
Yeah, you're going to need to do that because that's got a little bit of some vidya.
I'll play the vidya.
Audio and vidya.
After you read the story.
I'll read the story. All right, what did this come from? What kind of News. Oh, it's Smoking Gun. All right. This came from Smoking Gun.
Mm-hmm.
Reliable.
It is.
October 20th. This, the Alabama woman.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go and Dan, awesome show. Keep up the hard work. Working exclamation so mark.
Thank you very much, Wyatt Earp. Really appreciate it. I feel like, you know what, Dan? I feel like I should play the video and then you read the story.
You sure? Go ahead. Yeah, play that video.
I think, you know, people...
Well, why don't I set up what's happening? This young lady, this Alabama woman. So mm-hmm. Right now, you just know it's going to be good. Alabama woman.
Yeah.
It's like that's like Florida man.
Right.
Was recorded grinding her rear end into the crotch of a cop attempting to handcuff her early Sunday. Is facing a pair of criminal charges, according to court records. April Teal, 24, was arrested by police on misdemeanor, disorderly conduct, and harassment charges.
It's misdemeanor.
What did I say?
Misdemeanor.
Did I?
Yeah, I only know that because I've heard that in a courtroom before directed at me.
I'm sorry.
It's misdemeanor. Go ahead.
The 2018 University of Alabama graduate was collared outside a Waffle House, this is getting so Alabama, in downtown Tuscaloosa, more Alabama, just blocks from Bryant-Denny Stadium, where earlier the evening the Crimson Tide football team defeated the University of Tennessee. This can't get any more south. As seen in a brief video recording that has gone viral, Teal was pinned up against a Waffle House window as a cop sought to handcuff her. Teal took the opportunity to press her buttocks into the officer while breathily declaring, "Oh yeah, you like that?
I think it's more. Like I should play the video.
Yeah, let him know."
Oh yeah, you like that?
Yes, ma'am.
You like that?
Yes, yeah. I do, ma'am. That's very enjoyable, ma'am.
Oh yeah.
Thank you, ma'am.
You like that?
Yes.
You like that?
I have gotten quite erect from that, ma'am. Yes. Please get in the vehicle.
I mean, look. Let's be honest here.
About what?
The, hold on. Okay. At that moment, look, the cop's, I'm assuming, a straight guy, right? You tell me he didn't get a hard-on right there? There's all these people around, obviously, because there's the phone recording it. There's people laughing.
I mean, I think he's going to pump one out to it later.
But I'm just saying, that belt full of equipment can only cover so much.
Right.
And I'm looking at the pants he's wearing. They don't look too baggy or too thick. I'm thinking, you know, the video ends as you just saw it.
Do you think he had to sit in the car for a little while?
I'm thinking he took her away in cuffs in front of himself. In other words, I think he walked into the car shielding her from his hard-on.
Right.
Because, I mean, look, let's just be honest.
Joe's going to jerk off to the memory of that chicken owning leader.
I mean, just... I mean, look at this.
Oh, yeah? You like that? You like that? Yeah?
I mean, come on. Is it just me?
Non-con. She got off from charges that night, and he just got off.
I mean...
That one. I thought that was good.
It is. I'm sorry. I was focused on pulling up the right screenshot.
Yeah, pull it up.
Dude, he's smiling.
Oh, it's pretty funny.
I don't think he's smiling because he thinks it's funny.
Oh. Was that why?
I think that's why. And look, I'm not blaming him.
No.
I mean, what a shitty position to put the guy in. At the same time, I mean, I'm conflicted about the story because I know you're about to read it.
Is that what you did when you got arrested?
Unfortunately, I wasn't wearing...
Did you back it up?
I wasn't wearing tight clothing where I could do that.
Oh.
I mean... It would have been convenient because the cop was bent down where he found the coke in my sock.
Mm-hmm.
And I could have just backed my ass up into his face.
Right, just rubbed it in there. Started,
you know?
You like that? You like that, Sue?
You liked it, that, sir?
Yeah, you liked it, that?
And just went out full flaming fresh character.
I got coke in my sock. You like that coke in my sock?
You want to snip that shit off my ass? And just grind it into his face? Yeah, I could have done that, but I chose not to, Dan. However... This woman, I don't think she should be charged for doing that.
I don't think she got charged for that. I think she got charged for being drunk in public.
Well, there was that charge, but there's two charges. And I think the second one
charge was rubbing her buttocks against a police officer.
I don't know how they phrase that in legal terms, but I'm assuming that's what it is.
Tuscaloosa police declined to release a copy of Teal's arrest report. So there you go. It's unclear if either of the misdemeanor, did I say it right, counts, filed against her is related to the vertical lap dance she performed on the patrolman. So we don't know. It's a mystery. All right.
So what, Dan, why do you think why do you think they didn't want to release the report the cop had to fill out? Do you think he had to write in detail
what happened?
How he got a hard-on?
The suspect grinded her backside against my genitals.
Frozen Asian smash or pass? Come on, you really got to ask that.
On the cop or the girl?
Evil Ian, is that sexual harassment? You know what? If it was reversed, of course. But in this case,
Frozen Asian. Who the fuck are you?
He got a blowy.
Hey,
you guys.
Hey, OJ.
Hey, you guys.
How you doing, OJ's White Bronco? Good to hear from you, and thank you for your donation.
Thank you.
Let's see what OJ's White Bronco sent us.
Me Rogana is world the me told once somebody.
Is this a Jedi in tool sharp is the AI? Again, I feel like I say this every week, just when we think there's no other version. Is this a different language? Forehead, her on L, and of shape the in. What?
Saying the lines
is
back.
It reversed?
Yeah, he's reversed the lines. Where'd it go? Where's that really good song?
Pulling it back up.
Yeah, pull it up.
Me,
there it is.
Is world the me told want somebody shed the in tool sharp.
Yeah, he's doing it in reverse.
Okay.
That's pretty smart.
And unsurprisingly enough, it sounds exactly the same and exactly as good as the original.
Good.
Coming, stop, don't think, coming, start, here's the well, running, run, the hit, iron rules, don't you fed.
You know, this would be a great way to get around copyright strikes. I should just put every song that I want to play as an intro, but don't want to get struck for, in reverse.
That's an idea.
I mean, it works for this one. And again, this is a shit song.
I mean, it's a great song.
I'm trying to figure out which one's more catchy. This one or the original?
They're both pretty catchy.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble following the story here.
That's why I'm sorry. Okay.
White Pot says, at which point this particular individual rubbed their posterior upon my genitals, provoking a reaction inside my pants.
I would love
to see that report.
Yes.
It's
sooner or later, it's going to be released.
Yeah,
sooner
I hope it does.
It's going to be out there, and we will follow up on it. But, dude, you know, there's a good chance that cop's married. This video's gone viral. Can you imagine the talk from the wife when he got home?
It's not his fault.
So you're gonna, his fault. You're going by real logic.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry.
I was using logic.
Yeah, no, don't use logic. Use what a woman would think after seeing that. So? did you take her back to the cell and fuck her? So?
You fucked her, didn't you?
You fucked her in the back seat of your cruiser? You
fucked her.
Did you? How many times did you fuck her? You just let her blow you? Oh, you just... You know... That must have been a four-hour-long conversation. She made you hard, didn't she? Did she make you hard?
Is that what I need to do? To get your attention?
Is that what turns you on?
Is that what I need to do to get your attention?
Do you want me to put my face against a plate glass window and rub my ass in your dick? Is that what I have to do?
Do I have to get arrested at a Waffle House? Is that what gets you off?
Want to put your handcuffs on me?
Do you want waffles? The waffles make you hard?
Want me to chew waffles while you fuck me? Is that what you want me to do? Get a microwave. Behind the vinyl. But you know that had to be a conversation.
I'm sure. I'm sure he had to go home and explain that to her before it was, like, online.
And it just had to...
Let me tell you about my night.
And you know he had to lie and go, no, I didn't get hard. No.
No, that was my flashlight she was rubbing up against.
Yeah, no. I mean, she wasn't attractive at all. No. And, oh, why would that physical contact make a straight man excited? It's not like it's human nature. No, never. No. Oh, dude, that poor guy. And you know what?
What?
If it wasn't captured on video,
mm-hmm.
The girl doing it. I mean, I've been defending her so far just because I've always been a fan of drunk girls, because again, my history in my early 20s, that was my demographic.
Drunk girls?
Yeah, that sounds really bad.
It does.
I don't mean like, Jesus Christ, I got to walk that back now.
Yeah, no, walk that one back.
I mean, the girls I would hang out with, they'd always want to go to bars and get drunk and get fun and...
Get fun?
Do things in alleyways and shit like that. I'm just saying...
You fuck drunk girls in alleys?
No.
Well, no, there was no witnesses there, that's all.
There were girls I already knew. It's not like I met drunk girls.
So it was okay.
I'm trying to emphasize. Because you knew them. There's no taking advantage of. That's not. If you've been watching the show.
If they were sober, they would have been all right with it.
You know that I don't have to explain that on this show if you know me enough.
I know. You told me that time you could have and you didn't.
Oh, my God. The point. Point. Go ahead. Read what you're going to read.
Nothing. I'm just laughing at your reaction.
Okay. Well.
Rational Times says, I love getting fun. You guys want to go out and get fun? Do you like rides?
See? Siege makes a very good point. Those are the only girls when you're in your 20s. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. It was more of me, like, reflecting on happier times when I was in my 20s.
Right.
I shouldn't say happier, because I feel like I'm going to explain that later to somebody. I mean, like, it was more carefree. Like, I didn't, I'm just putting my foot further in my mouth, right? Like I usually do.
2, 3, 4!
Okay, time to shut the fuck up.
There we go. All right. Palate cleansed.
Perfect.
That's the old Saving Joe's relationship song.
And what do you know? It's 9 o'clock.
I guess next week we'll get to those other stories.
Yes, we will.
Oh, my God.
We absolutely will. And it'll be our Halloween spooktacular.
Spooky Halloween.
Don't misinterpret that. We will not allow any blacks on this show.
Okay.
It will be the Halloween special. And we will see you
Joe's
next Thursday.
Joe's afraid of those not like him.
Be sure to stay tuned to my other good pal, aside from Royce, Mersh, Nightwave, 10 o'clock.
There's no ghosts at the haunted house.
Thanks so much, guys. We'll see you next Thursday.
Thank you, Cousin Joe.
Have a good night.
Spooky.